When Jack Fund. I'm one of your hosts, Julian Taylor.
I'm the only one.
Hello, bonjour, Saigon. This is A Day to Listen. I'm Julian Taylor. We're broadcasting on hundreds of radio stations throughout Turtle Island on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. How have you engaged with the 94 calls to action with the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation? If you aren't familiar with them, today is a good day to take a read of them and see how you can turn reconciliation into reconciliation and get to know your Indigenous neighbor. Throughout the day, we have been bringing you thoughtful conversations with Indigenous people throughout this country. I'm one of your hosts, Julian Taylor.
Ever asked how much will retirement cost or how will I pay for it? The Fisher Investments Guide to Retirement Income will help answer those questions. Now available online in audio format, learn ways to position your portfolio for retirement using key investing strategies like asset allocation or strategically selling stocks. We'll share ways to generate income for a comfortable retirement. For investors with a portfolio of $500,000 or more, go to FisherRadioGuide.com to download and listen today. That's FisherRadioGuide.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
When you have high stakes on the high seas, it's all hands on deck. From producer Ryan Murphy, starring Joshua Jackson and Don Johnson, Dr. Odyssey, new episode Thursday at 9, 10 Mountain on CTV.
The Joker is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
This Friday.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed, but look around, look at all these people.
Joker. Only in theaters Friday.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges. The Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Throwback pricing at Sleep Country? Am I dreaming?
No, this is real life.
Wait, aren't you Christine McGee, like Sleep Country founder Christine McGee?
That's me. I like your mullet.
Oh, I have a mullet.
Yes, and it's glorious. Celebrate 30 years of great sleep with the kind of deals you dream about, like Kingsdown Queen mattresses for $749 and a free gift with a $149 minimum purchase. Hurry, end Sunday, only at Sleep Country. See in store or online for details.
Sleep Country, Canada.
Crave is the exclusive home of groundbreaking HBO originals.
Streets are talking again. They know there's only one man big enough to
run this city.
Including The Penguin, the next chapter in the Batman saga.
The world ain't set up for the honest man to succeed.
Starring Academy Award nominee Colin Farrell.
Gonna tear down the empire from the inside out.
The Penguin, an HBO original limited series. Stream now only on Crave.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Subscribe at crave.ca.
Breaking story from Alpine News Network. Sam had aspirations of opening a clothing boutique. She called Alpine Credits and was sent a speedy superhero to help with a business loan. Super speed doesn't translate to radio, but when our hero runs, she sounds like this. If you ran at the speed of light, you'd sound funny too. Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Ask your doctor about Jublia.
As a small business owner, you have a lot on your plate, like attracting customers, retaining customers, making customers happy, asking happy customers for recommendation, managing staff, managing overhead, managing expectations, dealing with suppliers, and dealing with random tasks you never could have predicted. One thing you really don't want to deal with is an unreliable mobile network. Switch to Bell and keep your business connected dependably with Canada's best 5G network. Count on Bell for your business and enjoy great offers during Small Business Month. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/smallbizmonth for details. Bell, doing business just got better.
Time is running out for your chance to win the BC Children's Hospital Dream Lottery Early Bird Prize, worth over $300,000. Choose from world travel along with an Audi plus gas and groceries for a year. Or take a GMC Sierra plus a travel trailer and more. Get your tickets now and help make kids mighty. Early bird deadline this Friday. Tickets at Save on Foods or bcchildren.com.
Let's dream, dream big, and there's smiles all around.
19 plus to play. Know your limit. Play within it.
These days at your local Legion, we're marching to the beat of a different drum. On a mission to support veterans, to have fun, and to welcome everyone to our ranks. You don't have to be a veteran to join the Legion. And as a member, you'll join thousands of others serving our veterans, our communities, and our country. Oh yeah, and our member perks program will save you thousands on shopping, dining, products, and services across the country. Join us at legion.ca.
There is a path to a better future. It starts with you. Today is a day to listen. It can continue with you too. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Thank you.
want to spend my life being a color.
Do you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eyes?
Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund.
I'm Julian Taylor, and up next on A Day to Listen, I speak with Sage Paul. Sage is a member of English River First Nation, and she is passionate about Indigenous fashion and authentic representation on the fashion runways of the world. Stay tuned to find out more.
You left. Did it hurt? Did you even question? Did you ever second guess?
I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen. As a musician, I'm always looking for clothes that are going to make a statement on stage. My favorite pieces on my body happen to be things that have been passed down to me. For example, right now, on my left hand, I am wearing my uncle's turtle ring on my thumb and my grandfather's eagle ring on one of my other fingers. I also wear my grandfather's rings across my chest as a necklace at all times, and inherited my uncle's deerskin vest, which is a little bit big for me, but it looks pretty awesome anyway. Driving Indigenous fashion in Canada is Sage Paul. She is the executive and artistic director of Indigenous Fashion Arts Festival, a biennial show in Toronto. But she also supports other Indigenous fashion initiatives between shows.
We've reached this point where Indigenous fashion is very prominent. We're seeing it on major red carpets like the Oscars. I watch designers who come to our runway and it's their first time on our runway. Actually, I just saw one designer, Yana Menta. He was at IFA this past spring and I just saw that he's going to be at New York Fashion Week next. So building this platform, it does have that impact. It shows our community members and gives the experience that we have our own space and that the potential is big. You do have the opportunity to be on those mainstream runways. And so, yeah, I feel that it is a very big accomplishment. And to get to be a part of that is very rewarding. And so thinking about IFA Indigenous Fashion Arts to ensure that it continues as a solid foundation for our community. So what is the growth in that? So working with my board of directors to figure out what that is. We're working on going to Milan next spring, which is looking at more of that international trade and creating visibility for our people. The next Indigenous Fashion Arts, working on it for 2026. We're already starting. We're biannual, but looking at a new format so that we're always serving our communities in ways that are relevant to now. So things always have to change. And so then that also comes with succession. You know, who is going to be able to come in and lead IFA?
Thinking about new ideas and new ways of doing things are so important for growth of self and of industry. One of the things that you can do to help move reconciliation forward is to go buy authentically made Indigenous clothing. I'm Julian Taylor. I'll be back shortly.
amplifying Indigenous voices. This is a day to listen, in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund.
The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation began as Orange Shirt Day. It was inspired by residential school survivor Phyllis Webstad's story and how on her first day of residential school, she was forced to remove her colorful orange shirt and put on the drab uniform of the so-called school. This is why we wear orange shirts on this day, to remember and honor residential school survivors and the children who never made it back home. We ask you to imagine if these were your children, but also you should imagine if that happened to your mom or your dad or your grandparents. How would you feel then? My name is Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen.
Yeah, bunks on rungs.
Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones. Can't talk, gotta beat in my headphones.
Woke up this morning, I think I'm on something. Send out that warning, 'cause I'm feeling like, I'm feeling cocky, beat the energy, 'cause I'm feeling like, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone, music, shuffle, move along, can't talk, got a beat in my headphones, can't talk, got a beat in my headphones, sorry, can't hear you calling, one woman party, and I'm feeling like, you know how it be, tempo like heartbeat, running in these dance streets, hoodie, sneakers, keys and phone, music, shuffle, move along, can't talk, got a beat in my headphones, got a beat in my headphones. Can't talk, got a beat in my headphones.
Explosive drama starring Rob Lowe.
This is the opening act.
This city needs you.
Get into a new episode of 911 Lone Star, Monday at 8, 9 Mountain on CTV.
Callum.
Yes, Michael.
I'm really disappointed in you.
Why? The stores are doing fantastic.
I'm disappointed that you told Fiona about me being in love with Sarah.
Michael, I did not tell Fiona anything about Sarah.
Then how did she find out?
I have no idea.
What did Fiona say to you about me and Sarah?
All I can tell you is that Fiona went to Africa to talk to the people in charge of the diamond mines.
So Fiona knows that De Beers is being sold?
Evidently.
Every jeweler in the world is worried about what's going to happen when the new owners of De Beers take over.
De Beers took control of 90% of the worldwide supply of natural diamonds in 1891.
133 years ago.
My older sister Fiona is making sure everything turns out okay for the people of Canada and for Spence Diamonds.
Has she always been like that? A guardian angel?
I've been watching her do it since the day I was born.
We're lucky to have your older sister.
Everyone is lucky to have my older sister.
Spence. Located in Vancouver and Langley.
Everyone loves an easy call. Like getting more for less. Or avoiding Highway 1 during rush hour. Or banking with Van City. They give a share of profits back to their members and community. And take care of your financial needs. Like waiving first year annual fees on all Visa cards. Join over 500,000 members at Van City and be a financial force for change. It's an easy call. Visa terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's the King of Floors. Why would you go to those boutique flooring places with the tiny little wee samples and the high prices? Here at the King of Floors, we have over 300 different types of flooring in stock at our 85,000 square foot mega flooring warehouse. And you can take full size samples home. And because we buy direct, you're going to save a boatload of money. See us today at King of Floors.
The King of Floors, Highway 10, one block east of 152nd in Surrey, online at kingoffloors.com.
One simple act now can help protect your loved ones and lock in today's prices. Learn about pre-planning your estate at Dignity Memorial's Open House on October 5th at Ocean View Burial Park and on October 6th at Victory Memorial Park. Take advantage of significant open house savings up to 18% and no interest payments over 60 months. Enter on site for a chance to win a $1,500 travel certificate. Call 604-328-6079. Terms and conditions apply. See an associate for details. 3789 Royal Oak Avenue, Burnaby, V5G 3M1. 4000 Imperial Street, Burnaby, V5J 1A4. 14831 28th Avenue, Surrey, V4P 1P3. A division of Service Corporation International Canada.
Welcome, everyone, to our housewarming party. We just wanted to thank those who helped us get here. First, Tony, our amazing realtor. Also, Susan with the market forecasts. Isaac and Gurpreet for the historic sales data. Maylin in MLS. Jordan in professional standards. Anya. Sarah. The Michaels, both L and P.
Behind every purchaser sale, there's a team of realtors and brokers. And behind that team, there's us. The Greater Vancouver Realtors, the people who support the people who do real estate.
Maxine, Claire, almost done. Brianne, Micah, Alex.
Ah, another day, another routine. What if you could escape just for a little while? Hit refresh with an all-inclusive vacation, cruise, or flight to paradise. And cherish what really matters. The community of experts at Sellout Vacations have your back with great deals to make finding your happy place easy. The path to better days is clear. Happy travels from
SelloutVacations.com.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. For a limited time, you can get a 4-pound bag of Sun Candy Mandarins for only $4.94. Down from $7.97. That's $3.03 in savings.
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for...
I'm so excited!
Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Christmas?
Nah.
Then what?
Rocktober! Come into any Long & McQuaid musical instruments for Rocktober, powered by Yorkville Sound. We're celebrating with 12-month 0% financing and special deals on many of our top brands, like Gibson, Yorkville, Trainer, Shure, and more. Check out longandmcquaid.com for details.
Long & McQuaid, where the music begins.
You want to be a lifeguard? This is the real deal.
From the executive producer of The West Wing and Shameless, don't miss a new episode of the thrilling action drama.
Go, go, go!
Rescue, I Surf, tonight at 9 on CTV. Stream tomorrow on Crave.
Sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby.
Sage Paul is an urban Dene Saulnier woman based in Toronto and a member of the English River First Nation. Her ethos centers around family, sovereignty, and resistance for balance. Sage is the executive and artistic director of Indigenous Fashion Arts, which she also co-founded. She has been instrumental in establishing and leading projects for Indigenous artists working in fashion, crafts, textiles, and through several projects. Sage talks about her early life in fashion.
I grew up in Scarborough in Gabriel Dumont, which is Native housing. It's geared to income housing for Native families. And definitely it was so important for who I am today, because getting to live there, I had access to culture and to our traditions and our practices, you know, more than I think what my dad and mom would have been able to do by themselves. I was surrounded by people who looked like me, people who have similar lived experiences I do. And then we moved downtown to Toronto when I was 13. Well, I went to college at George Brown College, and I was able to get a summer student job at the Imaginative Film Festival. And so so I was able to see even more the way that my teachings and my upbringing, how that is a part of this bigger society that we're a part of. And I was doing fashion since I was a little girl. I was in Gabriel Dumont. We were making, we'd do workshops, and we would be making jewelry, do beadwork, making hand drums, making our regalia for powwow. Also, my mom is a designer and a seamstress herself. And so she taught me how, we always had materials around as a kid. So I was always doing that. So when I was working at Imaginative, I was still in fashion school at the time, and they let me know about costume design, which I had no idea. I mean, I've been watching TV my entire life and watching movies, but never had it cross my mind that, hey, there's someone that has the creative vision in terms of that clothing and the design. And I really thought about fashion in terms of expressing myself and expressing who I am and making my own clothes. So to get to see this other side of the potentials for fashion was really exciting. And the staff and the board at Imaginative really encouraged me. They introduced me to other filmmakers, and as, hey, you can do costume design here. And, you know, I was like, at the time, like Kent Monkman and Dennis Goulet asked me to do costume design on their works. And I was so young, I didn't realize who they were. I mean, in terms of like their prominence and their recognition, and to get to do that was such a gift.
Yahweh, and thank you, Sage, for sharing your gifts and for making space for others to share theirs. That's it for me. But next hour, our producer for A Day to Listen, Kim Wheeler, will be here to share more empowering stories from Indigenous Canada. To hear the full conversations with all of our guests, please head over to adaytolisten.ca. It's been an honor. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Julian Taylor. Yahweh for joining me.
A fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan. Out of here, been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far, just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school, and that's what I did.
so we could fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice. Feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Today marks the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and a day to listen on radio stations from coast to coast to coast. Learn more about reconciliation at adaytolisten.ca.
WQM-FM Vancouver.
An iHeart radio station. Home of the Nat and Drew Show.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 10.
And today's best variety.
Move.
Move 103.5.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall. You're my muse. My worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing. It's ringing in my perfections. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Kim Wheeler.
Anine, hello. I'm Kim Wheeler, and this is A Day to Listen. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is a day to remember, to learn, and to honor residential school survivors and the little children who never made it home. We have been bringing you conversations and stories about Indigenous people all day today, and I hope you have been not only enjoying them, but also learning things about Indigenous people that you may not have known before. I'm going to be with you for the next 4 hours, so maybe I should tell you a bit about myself. I live in Winnipeg, what I like to call the heart of Turtle Island. I'm Anishinaabe and Mohawk, and I'm a 60 Scoop survivor. I've been sharing positive Indigenous stories in both the mainstream and Indigenous media since, well, let's just say a really long time. I was honored to be asked to host and produce A Day to Listen by the Executive Director, Sarah Medanek, of the Gord Downie and Chani Wenjack Fund, who are bringing you this special programming today on the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around here. We can tell each other that it's dumb to try, but you've been busy with your job and got no time. But I think love's stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody. Get in the way of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you, of what I feel for you. Oh, I know that we should be just friends. Promise we would get married if we turn 40 and we're still single then. Yeah, I know that it's scary to talk about commitment. We're classic millennials. Something exclusive, oh yeah.